Welcome everybody. Shia number 1441. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moisha Deliv Ben Rabbanan Zis Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moisha. The Rafua Shalema Yeshaya Yaakov Ben Rezon. The Rafua Shalema Aliza Chana Chaya Bas Shendel Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana Lachel. So, interesting thing. I just want to explain. There's the Sefer Lamedes Melachos brings down beautiful distinction between three categories in halacha and Shabbos, which we'll see, which are, they're not one Lamedes Melachos, but they're extremely similar. So I just want to go through them. We have an understanding how they work exactly. So the bottom line is like this. Three things he explains. There's something called Mimtzei Chefsecha. These are things we learn out from a pasuk. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole background right now, but just to have an understanding. We've been going through Hachana, but these two other items which I want to talk about for a minute are extremely similar, and it's very, sometimes they draw a fine line in between, but we want to know that there is a distinction and see how it's brought down, the Sefer Lamedes Melachos, how he brings it down to the English section. It is on page 113. Okay, so there's something called, number one, Mimsei Chefsecha, number one. Then there's something called V'daber Dover. There's an Isser called V'daber Dover. There's an Isser called Mimsei Chefsecha. And then there's another Isser called Hachana, which is preparation for the week, which is what we've been talking about. Now, all three of these, we'll go through them real quickly. I want to make it clear, we're not learning right now Mimsei Chefsecha. That's a separate, totally separate set of halachas. And also the Isra of V'daber Dover, what you could say, what you can't say on Shabbos, also a totally different set of halachas. We're not learning that now. But I want to go through just quickly the distinction so we have an understanding, what these things are all about. Sometimes we'll hear the word Mimsei Chefsecha, we'll hear V'daber Dover, we hear Achana, we know, right? By now, hopefully we know. But we hear these words, we want to know what are we dealing with. Okay, so he says like this, as explained earlier, one may not perform activities on Shabbos in preparation for the weekday activities. Right? Well, you can't do any activities on Shabbos in preparation for the weekday activities, okay, because of the principle of Mimsei Chefsecha. Now we're going to give an example. He gives an example, we'll see what that is all about. So that's basically you're doing an activity which is actually allowed to be done. We'll see something like walking or something along those lines in preparation for a weekday activity which is not allowed to be done. But we'll see what that's all about. Then next you have, even if the mere verbal expression of one's plans to do those activity, even just saying it would be restricted under the Isra of V'daber Dover, right? In other words, let's say the thing you want to do is to drive after Shabbos. You're not driving on Shabbos, obviously. Driving after Shabbos. So to go ahead and say, again, we'll see an example. Tonight I'm going to drive my car. That you're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to say an Isra on Shabbos when you're going to be doing it after Shabbos. That you're not allowed to say, I will be doing this and this thing after Shabbos if you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. But again, we'll see what that is. Now, on a superficial level, he says, it might seem that the concept of Hachana, and what's Hachana? We know what's Hachana. You're doing an action on Shabbos that's allowed to be done, right? I'm doing simple washing my dishes. I'm doing something, putting away toys or whatever. I'm doing an action that is allowed to be done on Shabbos, but I'm just doing it simply in preparation for after Shabbos. And even though after Shabbos, there's no Isser per se, it's just the tircha that I'm doing it on Shabbos for after Shabbos. But it's all allowed. When you're dealing with Mimsei Chefsecha V'daber, whether you're talking or you're doing something, there is an Isser involved. We'll see. Okay, but by Achana, there's no Isser per se involved. It's just the action itself is for after. However, the two, so he says, they're very similar. Mimsei Chefsecha, V'daber Dover, and Achana, very similar. So it sounds very similar. No, but they're very different. However, the two are in fact not alike. Okay, so now he explains. Mimsei Chefsecha refers to the active planning of an activity that is prohibited to be done on Shabbos itself. But I'm preparing for that activity. What would be an example for that? So he says, he brings down on page 114 an example. For example, one wants to walk to the train station or the bus stop on Shabbos. I'm not taking the train, I'm not taking the bus. I'm just going to walk there, right? It's going to take me an hour to walk there anyway, so I'll walk there now on Shabbos, and then I'm just going to wait. I'll wait over there, whatever, the ticket's paid, that's not the issue, whatever the case is. I'm going to wait for the train, I'll wait for the bus, and that's all. And I'm not going on the train or bus till after Shabbos. So I'll say Baruch HaMavdil, right? That's not the issue of Havdalah right now. But I'm doing it all after Shabbos. But I'm actually walking. So I'm walking to the train for after Shabbos. I'm walking to the bus for after Shabbos. So that's what he says. One may not walk to a train depot or a bus stop on Shabbos to catch a train or bus immediately after Shabbos, because that is the Isser of Mimsai Chefsecha. The walking to do that thing is Mimsai Chefsecha. Okay. The act of the walking, which is allowed, I'm allowed to walk, what's wrong with walking? But that walking expedites an activity that is prohibited on Shabbos. What's the activity prohibited on Shabbos? Riding on the train, riding in the bus. Okay, so that's Mimsai Chefsecha. And we do have to see all those halachas, Be'ezras Hashem, we have to go through them as we go down the line in our Hilcha Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, we have a long way to go. Okay, so similarly, next we have something called Vedaber Daver. Similarly, Daver Daver, he explains further, again on page 114, refers to verbally expressing one's intention to perform a malacha. I say it with my mouth. I'm saying it on Shabbos. I'm not doing anything, but I'm saying what I'm going to be doing on Shabbos, and it's a isser to do on Shabbos, but I'm going to be doing it after Shabbos, but I'll be saying it on Shabbos. So that's not allowed to be done either. Similarly, the Daver Daver refers to verbally expressing one's intention to perform a malacha or other isser that is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. So what's the example? Like we said before, one may not say, I will drive to you, or I will drive to the city or whatever the case is after Shabbos. You're not allowed to say that. Nothing to do with the city, nothing to do with you, but I will be driving on Shabbos here, driving on Shabbos there. That you're not allowed to say. This statement is a verbal expression conveying one's intention to do a malacha. That's all. Or to do an iser. What's the iser? Driving a car. You can't drive a car on Shabbos, but I'm not allowed to say it. So again, you're not allowed to say, or you say, you know what, tonight after Shabbos, I'm going to call you tonight. I'll call you on my phone or whatever the case is, something like that, right? So that you're not allowed to say. I remember once way back when I was by one of my previous rabbeim, Rabbi Leibel Katz, Chassadik Levrocha, Zuchus Yagun Aleinu, and at that time I wasn't aware, and I mentioned I will call the Rav tonight or something like that. I mentioned I will be calling the Rav tonight on the phone, whatever. So right away he stopped me. He said, "Be careful! You can't say that. You can't say you'll be calling tonight." Right? Because calling, you'll be calling on the phone, calling tonight after Shabbos. That's the Isser of the Daber Daver. Okay, so it's an important thing to keep in mind. And now the last thing, which we've been learning till now, is which we understand. Hachana, however, is a simple preparation. That's all. That's all it is, a preparation. But it's something that's technically allowed to be done as far as there's no Isser per se that's being spoken about or being done over here. It's just the Isser is the fact that you're preparing for after Shabbos. However, that action, which is allowed on Shabbos, makes it also the fact that you're doing it after Shabbos. Hachonu, he says, however, is a simple preparation. Any preparation for after Shabbos may not be done, even if the activity itself is that, even the activity itself and what it is facilitating are not related to any melacha or any restriction on Shabbos. That's all. So like we said, the famous case, which we've been talking about a thousand times over, right? One may not wash dishes on Shabbos. Figure, finish. I'm not allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos for after Shabbos, unless I need them for Shabbos, right? Even though the dishes itself don't involve any Shabbos restrictions, I'm doing it in a way that's allowed to be done. As long as if I don't need it on Shabbos, I'm doing it plain and simple for after Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do this. So, nor is the state of having clean dishes, obviously, any type of Shabbos prohibition. There's nothing wrong with having clean dishes, but just the fact that you're doing it for after Shabbos is the Isser of Hachana. So he finishes off. It is quite true, however, that the transgression of Mimsei Chefsecha can also simultaneously include the transgression of Hachana. So Mimsei Chefsecha could be sometimes some sort of achana, because of the fact that, let's say, you walk into the train station, whatever, but be it as it may, that's a little bit, I don't want to make it more complicated than it is, but those are the three different distinctions, very important to keep in mind and to understand. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Baruch Kol Tuv.